Welcome to Intuitive Seek. My name is Mary Treen, and every week I aim to bring you a grounded approach to all things intuition. Through personal stories, experiences, and practices, offering energetic reflections to help you discover, connect, and fully realize how your unique power of intuition is your own greatest teacher.
Hello, welcome everyone. How are you doing? How has your month been going? Wherever you are, whether it's March 2024 or in the future, how are you feeling? I know that many of you were resonating with my March energy impressions, and thank you so much for those of you that reached out to let me know, because it really, yeah, it just warms my heart to know that someone is listening to me, first of all, because I am, you know, just sharing this out into the void, but also that even though I do them for all of us, they really are for me too. But it's so nice to know that they're not only for me, that they really are for us, because that is the intention. They're not for everyone, but they are for you if you're listening. So if you haven't listened to the energy impressions, go back, have a listen. But yes, I'm so glad to hear from some of you that they were resonating and offered you a lot of clarity around the month and how you're feeling. And that's really the purpose of them, is to offer this kind of snapshot, intuitive energy update to kind of awaken and spark your own intuition so that you can really count on your inner knowing through the month to help you navigate all the twists and turns of this time, especially right now. And if you've been feeling that kind of whirlpool energy that I spoke about, you are not alone. Many of us are feeling that quite a bit. And it can feel really unfamiliar. It can feel untethered, very almost kind of like disorienting and kind of discombobulated. A lot of movement happening. And that can be also with our minds, a lot of like overactive minds, overactive feelings, overactive. So if you've been feeling like that, I want to say, if you've been thinking, oh, it's overactive, overboard, like just this is more than should be happening in that kind of whirlpool energy, maybe just as an idea, just to offer the perspective of, what if it wasn't an overthinking? What if it wasn't an overfeeling, overreaction? What if that really is just how we're feeling right now or in that moment? And when we judge ourselves for overthinking, overreacting, over-emotional, even saying something to ourselves like, oh, I'm really like heavy and like underwater and moving through it, that's better than judging the overthinking, overfeeling, overemotion. Because yes, sometimes it is overwhelming. Maybe that's more of the key to it, that if you do find yourself this month especially judging yourself for feeling all over the place, all the things I said, in that over way, too much of something, maybe connect it, if it feels right, connect it to, well, maybe you're feeling just overwhelmed. And why? Because when we, from an energy medicine, energy work, energy healing perspective, all of our emotions are energy in motion. And that's a term that has been kind of floating around for a while. And it's just one of those quotes that I'd heard many times, but I finally looked it up and it's by John Bradshaw. And he was an American educator and counselor, and he had a very different outlook on his work than at the time, because this was more in the 90s of inner child work, really working with the energy, the emotional energy, how it feels in the body. Nowadays, they would call that more like somatic, like really like soma in the body. And the energy in motion of our emotions being energy in motion, that's what I wanted to share about today. Very specifically, because in the live meditations that I've been doing and also in my work, I've been finding that there is more interest in the energetics of our emotions. And that's a big part of energy healing, is helping guide, helping to connect you and guide you to the energy of your emotions. So instead of dissecting them or diving into them mentally, it's really about connecting to the matter of it, how it's held in your body. And so many of us can be afraid to feel. I know that was me for sure, basically like 12 years old until my mid-20s. I didn't really know what feelings were, but it wasn't something that I thought about. I thought it was like happy, mad, sad, because I wasn't connected to my body at all. And I think that was a big piece of it. Well, I know that it was a big piece of it for me. But then when I went through my divorce, I started doing self-work. I started getting support. I did group work. I did one-on-one work. And through therapy and different modalities, as you've heard me talk about before. And then I found energy medicine and energy healing. And that was kind of the missing piece of it, because it helped me feel. And feeling our emotions, feeling that energy in motion, can be really terrifying, especially if you haven't connected to it before, because it's unknown and so many other reasons. But of course, if we don't know how to even connect to that energy of our emotions in our body, but just like everything that I find kind of the big, one of the cosmic jokes of the universe or of life in general, is that the things that we resist are the things we need the most. And so in my case, 15 years ago, I needed to feel the most. That was the most that I needed. I needed to feel my body, what was happening in my body, my emotions in my body, the energy, but it was the last thing that I wanted to do. And I'm going to give you an example of this, because maybe this is what you've been needing as well, to really make space for your feelings and that energy in motion in your body. So a very common worry, fear, anxiety, stress point is finances, right? Money. And I wanted to give an example of moving through the energy of our emotions, especially when they are surprising, because those tend to be the ones that are really asking for our attention. That is the energy that is speaking to us for a reason, to help us get back to ourselves, to help us get back to trust So what happened was I got, the email for a bill for my internet. And right away, even though this is not the case that I notice, but I really noticed it this time, thank goodness, because I was really able to feel the energy of my emotions. And I'm sharing this because I really feel like this is a very common thing. So hopefully it will help you feel your energy of your emotions as well. So I got the bill, the little statement, and luckily I wasn't busy or preoccupied with something. So I was really noticing my body and my feelings. I was quite grounded because this month, sidebar, grounding, very important always, but especially this month. Get your grounding practices going. Little encouragement reminder there. So I noticed as soon as I saw that email, oh, this is due this day. And it's not a huge amount of money, but I felt it in my body. I felt it as anxiety, as stress. And it really took me aback because I have done a lot of work on not being scared of money or the flow that money comes in and money goes out, and not worrying that there will never be enough. And, there's so many words around it, but the lack mentality and the scarcity mindset and all of those buzzwords, I really have worked on that for many years. But this really shows that depending on what's happening in your life, depending on what needs to be paid attention to in your energy, you never know what you're going to need. And that's what our energy in motion are showing us. They're showing us what we need. So I felt it. And luckily, like I said, I wasn't super busy or distracted. And so I took a moment. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'm like scared of that bill. Even though it's not a huge amount, I must be really worried about my security right now. I must feel insecure. So I really listened. What does that mean? That means that I got quiet. For me, that's closing my eyes so I'm not distracted. And that's me bringing all of my attention to where I was feeling those feelings. What part of my body lit up? And that's what I did. So I got really clear and connected to that emotion. And it was fear. But then I went even more. Okay, where is that fear taking me? Following the energy, following it, not forcing it, just making the space for why my body was trying to tell me something through fear. And that's one of the reasons why I'm sharing this. Because when we have this kind of energy this month, if you are connecting to that too and it's resonating, that whirlpool, uncertain, a lot of shifting, a lot of stuff happening, a lot of new ground, but that means not knowing that new ground, that unfamiliar, unknown, that can be a scary place. And I realized that I was, and this is common, but it wasn't as common for me. But I realized, oh, that uncertainty of all this new ground that I'm creating this month, because I have many new things happening, I'm feeling insecure about it. And not just, self-conscious insecurity, but like fully the energy of insecurity, not feeling safe. So when I saw money needing to be given, I felt fear of, well, how much more money am I going to need to give today or this week or this month? Will I have enough money? Is there enough money? What's going on with money? Well, money helps us feel secure, right? Keeps our shelter, our food, all of the things that we need, we buy with money. So money is really important. And I like to catch. So glad I caught it. That really caught that reaction to that little bill that was turning into a tumbleweed, turning into a big boulder, picking up dirt and getting bigger and bigger and bigger from that little piece of fear of, oh, this bill that comes every month, not a surprise. But my energy, my heart, my body, my spirit, my intuition was using my body, the energy in my body, to tell me, you are not feeling safe. What do you need? And that's a big piece of energy work, is getting to what you need. And I knew that that was not a good state to be in when I'm thinking about or feeling or dealing with my finances. I don't want to be in a frozen state of fear, especially if it's hiding, if it's really hidden. No, because then I will be making decisions based on that feeling, not from a centered, grounded place, being in the present. And that's how I feel in the past when I was making quite a bit of money in my old career. But sometimes I would be spending so much that I didn't even realize how much I had because I was always spending it. And one of the reasons I was spending it was because I was trying to have some sort of goodness in my life because I was so unhappy in my career. So I thought, well, the least I can do is get the things I want all the time. Filling the void, filling the hole, filling the soul with things that I did not need. So that one little, and I'm kind of moving all over the place, but this is more of a conversation. So I hope you're enjoying it at least. So that one moment of awareness of when I got that bill gave me so much to pay attention to and work through with my energy, with the energy of my emotions. And so I was able to really sit with that fear, which was really insecurity of not feeling safe in all the new, in all the unfamiliar, in all of these places and spaces and things that I am moving into, that I feel inspired intuitively to take action on. But that doesn't mean it feels comfortable in my nervous system. If I only listened to that fear, I would probably say, oh, you know what? All those new things I'm doing, I'm not going to do those. Let me just like focus on what I know so that for sure that same amount of money is always going to be coming in and then it's safe. It's safer. And so as I was saying, I really paid attention, connected to where that was in my body, felt it, connected to it even more, felt that energy in motion. And there's a system of energy healing that I use that has the foundation of Reiki, where I can help to release that block of energy in my system and then integrate it into my energy so that everything is moving the way it should be in its natural way. And when that wave of energy, that wave of fear was allowed to move, because I listened to it, because I paid attention to it, and then I worked with it, it created so much space and grounded me even more and allowed me to feel that sense of calm and grounded and secure feeling in a new depth that I hadn't felt in a while. My intuitive knowing was, oh, this is what I really needed in my system to continue really following through with all these new things that don't feel super comfortable, that can make me feel afraid, in that survival mode, unsafe. So now that's a big practice of mine since that happened last week, is to check in when I am paying for anything, anything going on with money in my life, because it's such a symbol of security. So of course, my fear held on to that. So anytime that I'm working with money at all, receiving and giving, I really pay attention to how I'm feeling. And I make sure that I find my breath, feel grounded, and I'm in a grounded, centered, calm state in my energy so that I'm not creating any stress around my finances that don't need to be there, so that I can feel the true feeling where it's not about the money, it's about my security. So it was a really beautiful lesson for me, and I wanted to share it because any healing, self-development, self-acceptance journey that you're on, I've been on it for many years. But it doesn't mean that you're perfect, that you never come up against these hurdles and blocks and, you know, things in your life where you're like, what? Why am I reacting like that? I thought I was over this. I thought I fixed this. I thought I healed this. Fill in the blank, whatever judgment it is. No, it's not about fixing, getting over it, saying, oh yeah, I've dealt with that. That's gone. Because we are human beings who are constantly experiencing so many things in our lives. So the beauty, and thank goodness that I found, so that's the beauty of knowing your energy, knowing what it feels like, knowing when something is different, knowing when you're feeling an emotion that's connected to what you just experienced and you're not feeling it 4 days later in an outburst because you aren't able to feel or connected in your body and there's no coherence between your heart and your mind. The beauty of knowing your energy and knowing your heart and knowing what it feels like and how to feel balanced and calm and centered and in your power, which is our natural state, is that when we get out of it, when we're shook out of it, when we're swept away from that centered, aligned space, you know how to get back. It's not a huge journey back. It's like a few steps back in line. But I know the best thing is in hindsight, looking at times when I didn't know, when I hadn't gone through the deep healing and deep work and remembering, is that I thought that's just how I was. And I didn't like that feeling. And so I did something to make myself feel better, whether it was shopping or, you know, watching a show for too long and kind of numbing out or having a glass of wine or getting myself caught up in other people's drama and problems, helping everybody else, filling that soul, filling it as much as I could when all that I needed was to pay attention to how I was feeling, to why I was feeling it, to what that feeling was a reaction to, and what that energy, why it was moving, and allowing it to move. Allowing our energy to move is so important. It is such a foundation of our well-being. Allowing us to feel our emotions. Allowing our energy to be whatever it is so that we can move with it and allow it to move so it doesn't get whipped up and stuck and stagnant in areas of our energy where it becomes a hurdle or a block or something that needs to be healed. Because when we're allowing our emotions to move, when we're allowing our energy to do what it needs to do in our bodies, trusting our energy, trusting our emotions, trusting our body, then that completely moves into so many aspects of our life. So in our lives, then we allow and are accepting, allowing things to flow in all the ways. So we're not rigid and resistant and holding on so tightly out of fear and worry and insecurity. We allow. So guess what? We allow our lives to unfold the way that they're meant to. And we allow ourselves to move the way that we want to. Because then we're basing all of our actions, all of the direction that we're taking, all of that action, we're basing it on the truth of where we are in that moment and not the fear of where we may be. And of course, doesn't it always come back to trust? Because we have to trust that our energy knows how to move the emotions that we're feeling, knows how to handle it. And when you find that need, if it is to feel more safe and secure, especially if it's tied to finances or love, then it comes to trust again, trusting that you will be able to handle and take care of anything that happens, trusting that you will make the right decisions, trusting that you can make yourself feel safe, even when things don't appear so secure. And it's not trusting the outside force telling you it's going to be okay because X, Y, and Z. It's finding and like anchoring into that trust within. And that was the really beautiful connection of me experiencing this for myself, finding that need, finding that emotion that needed to move through my body that I was not aware of, is I right now am speaking to so many people about my new group journey, Wild Trust. So of course, if I spend 2 years creating this 7-month structure, this group healing and development journey, where everything I've designed in it leads, guides us back to that deep, deep trust that you can trust yourself wildly, then of course, I'm going to experience a little bit of unease in my own trust. It was a beautiful mirror, reminding me of how important it is to understand the energy of your trust, but also trusting your energy. So I just wanted to share that. And I really hope that, yeah, at least a few things that I shared helped you in some way kind of connect to yourself. And I hope it inspired you to take time when you feel fear, worry, stress based on something in your life that is kind of normal, common. And pay attention to why your body is speaking to you, what that energy needs from you, what it needs from you so it can move. And no, it's not always easy to do on your own, but you can, definitely. But that is one of the pieces of my work that I love so much, is in the energy healing, I really connect to where that energy is in your body. If you can't feel it, if you didn't notice it, because the unique mix of modalities that I use, where I work with clients from afar via Zoom, which if you have never tried it, may sound crazy, but it is so effective, more impactful, I feel, than in person. Oh, so does Bandit. To new listeners, that's my very vocal kitty who just woke up. But he's obviously woke up because he said, yes, it is very impactful from a distance. But it is. Just look at my, yeah, if you look at my client testimonials, those are all via Zoom or remote. So I work with clients around the world as an energetic mirror. And through that, I offer grounded, intuitive reflection and guidance through the energy healing, which is a blended system of energy healing that includes Reiki. And all of the techniques really guide you to uncover the energy of your emotions. The energy emotion, as we've been talking about this whole time. And I hold that space to guide you, helping you to release or integrate, to really feel and reunite with your energy, which is how your intuition speaks through and where the language of your intuition comes from, how you receive, how you understand anything about yourself and the world around you and where you're going and your purpose and your path and all of it. Getting to know your energy first. Making sure that it's yours. Making sure that all of the energy is moving in the way that it is naturally meant to. And those hurdles and blocks and stagnant matter of energy is not in the way. But the experience is so personal and it can be difficult to describe. But yeah, this form of intuitive energy healing really helps to create that deep clarity and connection that we inherently have within. But the amazing thing about really connecting with the energy of our emotions, the energy emotion, how many times will I say it? But the really amazing thing about connecting to that is it helps you understand the emotional and spiritual links, the energy linked to certain forms of physical tension and symptoms in the body. Another way it's speaking to us, which really helps to create that deeper understanding of your unique language of intuition and, as I said, how it speaks to you through the energy of your body. But of course, if you don't have the space or it's not in your world right now to be able to invest in one-on-one healing, then this is what you can do, is make the time, pay attention. And if you don't have time when it happens, take a little note in your phone. What you felt, what was happening, what you were reacting to, and then come back to it. Because that is a grounding practice. Paying attention to the energy of your emotions. Paying attention to what it's telling you, what they're speaking through your body to you, what your need is, what you're not giving yourself. And that may feel hard or overwhelming, but that is kind of where we are right now, in a space where you may feel overwhelmed, like we spoke about at the beginning. But if you are feeling overwhelmed with the energy of your feeling, if you are feeling overwhelmed at the idea of sitting and feeling your feelings and feeling the energy of your feelings, so not going into your head, but getting into your body and just becoming acquainted with it, reuniting with that feeling. And if it does feel overwhelming, it's another act of trust that your energy would not speak to you through your body that way if it wasn't something that you weren't ready to feel and move through and receive and allow. So it's trusting that you are made for energy to move through your energy. Because remember, we are never sitting still, ever. Not to mention, our body is made of so much water, which is a conduit for energy. So think of the waves in the ocean, the tides. That water is not moving. The water from one side of the world isn't flowing, and that water from that one side of the world is not showing up on the shore of the other side of the world. The energy is moving through the water. The water is staying where it is meant to be. It knows how to allow energy to move through it, but still stay where the water is. It doesn't get displaced or disoriented or uprooted by the amount of energy. And I share that as kind of a metaphor. If you do feel overwhelmed with allowing your feelings to move, allowing that energy to move through you, we were made for that. And that's why it is so powerful. And you won't come undone. It will actually make you feel more centered and held together. And thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed it and that you had some moments where it resonated. Thank you for being here. I am so, so grateful for everyone that listens. Your support means the world to me. And again, thank you to everyone who reached out and let me know about how the March energy impressions really resonated with you. Thank you to everyone who has reached out and connected with me about Wild Trust, the group journey. So excited. So yes, if you are curious about it, book a call with me. It's a consultation, free 30 minutes, and it's the way to go because then we can chat about your needs, whether it is a fit for you, whether you're a fit for it. And that's the best part, is connecting with me about it is not for me to sell you on it. Because if you've ever worked with me, I'm not a salesy service person in this work at all. Because I really trust. It's true. Are you getting sick of that word yet? I really trust that as long as I continue to do the things that I feel intuitively inspired to do and share, that the people that I'm meant to help and serve and support will find me. So there's no urgency or desperation or trying to get as many people as I can. No. I know how long it took me to create this, and I know that that is because it is for specific people. So if you listened to my voice note about it, if you got my email about it, if you read my post, and you have a little bit of a pull of, well, that might be interesting. What if I really learned how to feel fully trust in my being? What if I learned the language of my intuition and trusted it? What if I actually spent focused time healing the energy, healing? Then where could I be? What if I didn't let all of those things that don't actually help me, what if I didn't let them hold me back from the things I want to do? What if I trusted myself more than the doubt and the fear and the anxiety and the worry and the uncertainty? That's what this group is for. And I can't wait to meet everyone who is ready to go on this journey with me and 6 others. Yeah, just love it. But of course, groups are not for everyone. So yes, I still do my one-on-one sessions, definitely. And if you are wanting to reach out about a one-on-one session or my 4-month one-on-one journey, which is not a group, it's just you and me for 4 months. And yeah, that is incredibly transformational. And that has been my favorite thing to do, to support you in. But I feel like this group is going to be my next favorite thing. But maybe there are no favorites. Maybe it's like people say about their children. Equal love for both. So thank you again for listening to this episode of Intuitive Seek. I always love to hear if the episodes resonate with you, not only the energy impression ones, any of them, because I make them for you. So yeah, I love to hear if they resonate with you. And if you want to share anything or if you have any questions about what I shared, just reach out to me. You can send me a message on my website, treeandlight.com, or my Instagram is the easiest. You can follow me at treeandlight.healing, and all of the links are in the show notes. So those are easy for you to find and click on. And hugely appreciate if you follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you feel called to give even more support, share the episode with a friend and leave a review if you haven't. It really helps other people discover the podcast. And yeah, I'd really, really appreciate it. So thank you again. Be kind to yourself, and I'll talk to you soon.
Say something very, very meaningful. Cat.